Ang mga siyentipikong nag-migrate sa state ng Victoria mula ibang bansa ay iniimbitahang mag-apply para sa isang pilot program na binuo upang mabigyan ng pagkakataong makapagtrabaho at ma-empleyo bilang mga guro o educational presenters. Ang pagsisikap ay naglalayong mabigyan ang mga matagumpay na aplikante ng mga kasanayan at suporta upang maging tinatawag na science communicators. Naghahatid ng mga impormasyon at presentation para sa mga primary at high school na estudyante. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Christina Cuculia na isinalaysay sa Wikang Filipino. Ayon sa isa sa malaking scientific organization sa Victoria, ang antas ng kaalaman o science literacy sa mga mag-aaral na Australiano'y patuloy na bumababa nitong huling dalawang dekada at nahaharap ang mga paaralan sa kakulangan ng mga science teachers. Upang maharap ang kakulangan, ang Royal Society of Victoria ay nakipag-isa sa dalawang organisasyon na mag-aalok ng pagsasanay sa mga overseas qualified scientists na maging tinatawag na science communicators. Ang ideya ay ang mga dalubhasa sa usapin ang siyang humaharap at maghahatid ng impormasyon sa mga taong manonood o manonood na may limitadong kaalaman sa siyensya. Ito ay matapos magbigay ng indikasyon ng pamahalang federal na handa itong isaalang-alang ang pag-recruit ng mga specialist maths at science teachers mula ibang bansa bilang tugon sa bumababang antas ng edukasyon. At sinabi ng Royal Society of Victoria Chief Executive Mike Flatley, may mga naririnig na ulat ang organisasyon tungkol sa mga siyentipikong nagsanay sa ibang bansang nahihirapang makahanap ng hanap buhay o trabaho.
People who have science training or skills or experience and don't have an opportunity to put those skills and experiences into action in Australian context for a variety of reasons. It's all anecdotal, and we are very curious, I guess you could say, to know just how large is this community of migrants who have these science skills, but for whatever reason find that those skills are unrecognized or underutilized when they're working in Australia.
Ito'y di na bago para kay Milos Lee, na nakarating sa Melbourne may 3 taon nang nakalipas mula Serbia. Ang may 40 taong gulang ay nakapag-aral at nakapagtapos ng postgraduate sa physics, IT at edukasyon mula University of Belgrade. Minsang nagturo sa tanyag na Belgrade Mathematical Grammar School. Ito ay isang high school para sa mga natatanging mag-aaral na nakatanggap ng di mabilang na gawad mula pandaigdigang komunidad at mayroong official status bilang School of National Importance. Pansamantala lamang ang mga nakuhang oportunidad para sa trabaho sa Australia, kung saan siya ay na-empleyo sa mga tinatawag na startup ventures at ilang trabaho naman para sa pamahalang state sa tinatawag na STEM education. Ayon kay Milos Lee, ang pagkabihasa sa wika ang isa sa pinakamalaking hamon na kanyang naharap sa paghanap ng trabaho.
When I need to submit certain documents or I need to create something, I'm well aware that it's not at the same level as it would be in my native language. That's something that is, I think, the bigger barrier than other people, you know, that can realize. I was told many times, my English is good. However, what I know is that my English is good for everyday conversation, but when something needs to be said in a precise way, explained really in detail, I realize that I'm not at that level yet. And that sometimes creates issues because the other side, if we communicate through email, or the other side is not always aware of those impediments that I, as a migrant, have.
Sa pamamagitan ng pondo mula pribadong sektor, nagsimula si Milos Lee ng pagbuo ng mga proposal sa pagbabago sa curriculum ng STEM na balak niyang isumite upang maisaalang-alang ng pamahalang state. Anya sa kanyang pakiramdam, ang mga dalubhasang nagsanay mula ilang bansa ay di nakikitang kapantay sa galing ng mga nag-aral sa mga counterpart nila sa Australia.
From a point of view of migrants, and Australia is a migrant country, that is really frustrating. In many cases, people had to start from scratch, and I had to start from scratch and prove who I am, what I do, go through so many legal steps to actually be in a position to kind of compete equally with with Australian experts or people with Australian degrees.
Ang mga grants ay binibigay sa apat na lugar na kasalukuyang nasa trial stage para sa tinatag na Science Communicators Plan na may focus sa paghahanda sa mga matagumpay na kandidatong makakuha ng placement o lugar sa mga primary at high school. Sila'y tuturuan kung paano magpapatala bilang mga tinatag na sole traders para sa tax at makakatanggap ng mentoring at access sa Victorian Science Networks. Ipinangako ng Cultural Infusion, ang grupong naghahatid ng Migrant Science Communication Accelerator Program, ang kasalukuyang pakipag-ugnayan sa mga paaralan upang maitaguyod ang programa sa mga lalahok. Ayon sa tagapagsalita na si Gurm Sikon, sa pamamagitan ng pagsasanay, maaari silang maghanda sa pagharap sa kanilang mga manonood.
Many of the people will have had experience as scientists behind the scenes, i.e. not performing in front of audiences. The main things that this is going to teach from a practical presentation point of view is how to engage with a larger audience, particularly as school-age students who may have no experience of science in a practical manner before. So it's communication skills, presentation skills, performing skills. And also about telling the story that the individual has got of their own journey to coming to Australia and of their experience as being a scientist in the past in their former country.
Mayroon ding isang bahagi ng nasabing programa na ayon kay Mike Flatley, ng Royal Society, mahalaga.
There's a combined need for both scientific learning in the curriculum but also intercultural understandings. And what we're hoping to bring together with this program is the two things together, which is very much an understanding of the migrant story and the migrant experience, what a particular individual feels they have left and what they have brought also to Australia and to Victoria that is different and unique and, of course, valuable. But through that particular lens, also communicating some pretty tasty science and helping students and teachers to become more engaged and more confident with the sciences.
Sinabi ni Gurm Sikon, ang lahat ng mga maaaring lumahok ay kailang mayroong master level degree sa science at maaari nilang maipakita ang nakarang trabaho bilang mga profesional.
We're looking for people who have migrated to Australia who were scientists prior to migration. Perhaps working as a scientist, perhaps as an academic. We're being broad about that, so there are people with engineering qualifications who would also qualify as scientists. We would take that on a case-by-case basis. But we're also looking for people who've had the migrant experience, whose unique stories also make for an even richer presentation.
Ang mga application para sa February-March 2017 intake ay magsasara sa 30 ng Disyembre